Hey, welcome to the Mixed Mornings podcast. I am Nikki, and I'm here with Violetta and Whip. And this morning, we talked about things people have for Thanksgiving that aren't, you know, they're not the bird. In fact, Anthony Mackie, Falcon from Marvel, he likes raccoon. Ooh.
Yuck! We also heard about how many people are coming back from wherever they go on Thanksgiving and hooking up with all those old friends from the hometown.
Double yuck to both of those. And obviously, it's the biggest party day of the year, so we're getting started with cocktails in here with me, Mixmaster V. Check it out.
Did I say crazy, though? That doesn't mean I'm casting aspersions on people who have certain superstitions, right?
Okay.
Because I am the guy during a big sports event that I really care about. If something good happens and I'm in my seat, that's my seat with the armrest where I put the drink and I may put the taquitos or something like that and I get the stain from my, you know, arm on that armrest, that's my seat. And if something good happens, I can't leave that seat. Otherwise, I feel like I'm going to affect the outcome of the sports event that I'm watching.
I totally
is that
get
weird?
That.
It's a butterfly effect in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
I get it.
Somehow or another, I mean, I can't make a logical case for it, but I think that whatever I did just affected the team. The funny thing is that I am not alone, according to this research. 62% of people say that they are inclined to blame themselves when their teams lose. Because they did something, like they moved the wrong way or they changed the channel at the wrong time or whatever that thing might be. 38% of people say that they felt like someone in their family is bad luck when they're watching sports.
Yep.
And 84% say they have no problem whatsoever asking the bad luck person to leave the room at a big moment.
Oh,
how do you like that?
That's so rude.
No, we've gone further. We won't watch a game with them.
Perfect.
There,
no. Like, if we've lost too many big games with someone, we're like, okay, cool, that was fun, but text me. You don't need to hang out. Yeah, no.
And that is exactly the kind of thing that we're looking for right now. I know that you at home have superstitions which might even outdo that. So at 60123, that's our text number, we'd love you to text us in your sports superstition. It can be as sane or insane as you like. Or you know what? We even let you say, like, if it's your husband, your boyfriend, your friend, your mom, your wife, whatever.
So we're doing just sports.
Yeah, let's get to sports in this particular case where you have something you need to happen when you're watching sports. Otherwise, you think you might hurt the team.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though you really have
could be
nothing.
Where you sit, could be what you wear, could be where you go, where you watch, all kinds of. It's limitless the impact you will have on this game.
Yeah, you may actually put this into play tomorrow morning when you're trying to watch that Bears-Lions game on Thanksgiving with the rest of the family, right? By the way, if the Bears should happen to not win, don't beat yourself up. It's not you, it's them, okay? This year, I think we can safely say that, right? But, hey, people always want to blame themselves, right? Whether it's fair or not, and I think that's understandable because sports fans are weird.
Yeah, we
as humans are weird people.
We have superstitions. There was a friend I had who we would lose every time we'd watch the game together. So I was like, you know what? Let's hang out, like, not on game day.
Totally.
Let's not do that anymore. And so, you know, you adjust.
Makes perfect sense to me. In fact, the whole sports thing is irrational to begin with. Why not be totally irrational? Violetta, we have some irrational people with their superstitions.
Yes, we do. Thanks for texting us at 60123. So I'm going to run through these, and then whichever one you guys think is the funniest, we're going to give away those Andy Grammer tickets.
Yeah.
So, coming in at 312, I have to wear the same unwashed jersey and ball cap.
No matter what game. Love it.
Okay. 773, my mom and I can't watch the game together, and it's very tempting right now to not show up to Thanksgiving tomorrow because the Bears don't need any more bad luck. Another 219, I don't know if they're joking, but I have to have... I have to make love before kickoff wearing my team's jersey.
Oh, my God.
I had to change that up a little bit.
Yeah, well, we get that.
630, I believe every time Nagy coaches, the Bears lose. I don't know if that's a superstition, but whatever. Another 630, I couldn't watch the Cubs in the World Series because I felt every time I did, they did poorly. 708, we would watch the Bears game at a local neighborhood bar. There was one person there that just always, Margie, that was her name.
Okay.
We sent Margie away. She had to take a walk around the block anytime there was something serious happening. And last but not least, 773, I play a softball game every Sunday. And if I don't wear my long socks, we don't do well. So Yes, wears right. long socks.
These are all very good.
They yeah. are, yeah.
I thought I had it for sure. Like, this is what I like, and then I changed my mind. I personally, I'm voting for making Margie go for a walk, because that's hilarious.
At the neighborhood pub? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I think I also love it because they named Margie, and she just sounds like that person who you need to send out of the room.
And
I love
you know
it.
Margie's putting her jacket on anytime she's seeing something big. She's like, all right, I'm going. Right, don't worry about it.
Don't need to tell me twice. All right.
This is Mix Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
So we're going into the holidays. We've got a lot of questions about COVID, and there is one man who always has the answers in the most calming voice and impressive title. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital, and Northwestern Medicine, Delnor Hospital. Hello, Dr. Kevin Most. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good, too. Thanks for being here.
Good. Oh, yeah. No worries.
So, well, let's just, you start. You tell us, what are some things we need to know going into the holidays?
Yeah, Nikki, you know, I think probably the biggest thing is know who's going to be in your environment. You know, we're all so fortunate to have been vaccinated, and hopefully everybody listening has gotten the opportunity to get their booster as well, which is going to give you great protection. So really, that portion of it is going to make Thanksgiving potentially very well. I guess the biggest things I would ask, you know, who in your environment is going to be, one, is anybody unvaccinated? Two, does anybody have any symptoms at all? And those are probably the two big questions that you're going to want to ask. And then ask those individuals to either stay home, which is unfortunate, or to be tested. You know, we can be tested so easily now. And knowing someone is in the room with a negative test is great, but if they're unvaccinated, I would ask them to mask, which may be a little uncomfortable.
Dr. Most, I did hear our good buddy, Dr. Allison Arwoody. I think this was the combination, but sometimes there's so much stuff, your head starts spinning. So she said, I think even if you're vaccinated, if you have symptoms, you should still consider staying home. Did I get that right, and do you agree?
Yeah, Whip, you did get it right. You know, we've seen so many breakthrough cases right now, which is unfortunate. And, you know, in this environment, coming into Thanksgiving, there's a good chance you're going to have parents, grandparents, someone who may be immunocompromised that you don't even know about. So certainly any individual who's coughing, blowing their nose, fevers, those individuals should stay home. I know it's unfortunate, but certainly with the spread that's going right now and the way the numbers are going up, and the number of breakthrough cases that we're seeing, I would strongly recommend that individual stay home and you know, call in for a Zoom call. It's unfortunate, but you certainly don't want to put anybody at risk right now if you have symptoms.
For sure. And you mentioned those numbers, Dr. Most. What are our numbers right now? Are we seeing a lot more people in the hospitals? What are the numbers for the breakthrough cases? Do you know any of those?
Yeah, Violetta, you know, when you start to look at the numbers right now and you're starting to see increases of a number of cases going up about 100% over the last couple of months, when you're looking, and we call a hospital something we call a lagging indicator. In other words, we'll see the cases go up and then the hospitalizations will come up after that. I'll just give you numbers at CDH. We were down to 13 from a high of 130. We were down to 13 patients about 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and now we're up, we'll push 30-something today. So certainly we're starting to see a little bit more of that wave. And as far as the breakthrough cases, certainly much lower. You know, we're still looking at breakthrough cases at about 4 or 5% versus the Delta variant cases to the unvaccinated, more about the 95% in the hospital. So starting to see a little bit more breakthrough cases than we want to see, but fortunately still the vast majority of them are just getting ill and staying home, not needing hospitalization.
Okay, so thank you for that. And it leads to the next question of, so let's say you're having people over, people have had their boosters, people have had the shots, but then, you know, last time you joined us, it was amazing. That was the day the kids were allowed to get their vaccination. And it hasn't been the full time for a lot of 5 to 11-year-olds, you know what I mean? They haven't had the 2 weeks after a second shot. So how would you handle the mixing of the grandparents and the kids, and if they're not fully vaccinated, just because they haven't had the time to be so yet?
Correct, Nikki. And if you remember when we talked about even the initial vaccine, how much protection we actually get from that first shot. Certainly the second shot is going to tip us to that 90%. But that initial shot in adults and even in seniors, was getting a 60-70% protection. So in kids, that first shot is going to be the most important one. And kids have an immune system that learns pretty quickly. So kids that have been vaccinated, I would say last week, you know, you should feel very comfortable about with them, especially after they've had if they've had one vaccine. And if the grandparents are fully vaccinated with a booster, I would be in nowhere uncomfortable in that situation allowing them to see each other.
Hey, Doctor, you keep bringing up the booster. So I know the booster you can get after a certain amount of time of your second shot if you had the Pfizer or the Moderna. So let's just say, I don't know, that I know this one guy who's a little absent-minded, and maybe, like, what if he can't find his vaccine card anymore because he thought that he had it on the fridge and now it's not there. So how does that person prove when his second shot was were he to go to get the booster shot?
Yeah, Whip. Well, the first thing I would do is probably I would ask your wife what she did with your vaccine card.
You should have given it her in the first place.
I don't know if you heard me. I said this guy I know.
Right, it's
I
not mean, you. It's
am
not
I
you.
Not solid and clearly, doctor? Jeez.
But that's a good question.
As a doctor, I have a lot of, this guy I know has this issue.
One in a million, doc. One in a million.
Yeah. No, but Whip, right now, certainly you can go in and get the booster. You can tell them that you don't have your card. We're not at a space of saying, oh, my gosh, no, you can't have the booster. We are really trying to get boosters in arms. And certainly we're trying to wait 6 months because that's when we're seeing the immunity start to wane. You are probably well beyond 6 months, so it should not be a problem with you. And also, whoever did your vaccine, put it into something called iCare, which is the state database for the vaccinations. So you can still find that information, even though you may have misplaced your card.
Oh, and it's so heartwarming, too. I care. It's wonderful.
Oh, he's like, I don't even have time for this that guy stuff. I'm going to just talk right to you, Whip.
He's seen it a couple times. Dr. Most knows. So, Dr. Most, are you celebrating Thanksgiving?
You know, Violetta, I normally host Thanksgiving for my entire family. And okay. I have a sister who's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. So we're kind of spreading out now, and it's kind of everyone's going to be in their own home this year. So I'm not sure exactly which house I'm going to bounce into, but I will certainly show up at someone's door looking for a plate of turkey, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The
doors of Chicagoland are always open to you, Dr. Most. Just make sure you wear a mask, okay?
People. Yeah, mask up, please.
Yeah. You got it.
Thank you so much for joining us, as always. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital and Northwestern Medicine Delnor Hospital. I just like saying your title because it's like you're the most important person we know here.
So
it's
official.
It's fun.
Well, hey, you know, I'm thankful to have you guys as friends and thankful to have an opportunity to answer questions for your listeners. And I appreciate everything you guys do every day.
Oh, my God. Thank you. You help us all literally so much. I learn so much every time we talk to you.
Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you. Thank you so much, Dr. Most.
You guys take care. We'll talk soon.
Yep.
All right. There he is.
I know. He can stop by any of our places.
That's not even a joke invite. You know how much my family would love it if he came to the door?
I don't care. Yeah, you like your food touching. You don't like it touching. Whatever you want, we can make it happen.
He would be that person like that could be sitting at the table and everybody would want to talk to him. It's like the questions would be endless. He'd be like, actually, I got to go.
He would need like security. Like okay,
like
you guys
celebrity.
Have had enough.
It's like if you brought a celebrity
for
to dinner, no doubt.
Trending on Twitter.
Coming in at number three, the Beatles trending after Billboard just released their top 10 greatest artists of all time. I was going to say of the year. That's not accurate. Right. It's of all time. So the Beatles are number one. Any guesses who comes in second and third place, guys?
Oh, my God. Taylor Swift.
No.
Rolling Stones.
No. Coming in, for a second, I wasn't sure. I'm like, are the Beatles the Rolling Stones? No, those are two different people.
it's a heated debate.
Elton John is in third place, and then Madonna coming in second.
Oh, look at that.
Right. Yeah. And second place on trending on Twitter, Bruce Willis trending. So obviously, right away, people thought it's because of the holiday season and the age-old question, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
That's what I thought.
But no, that's not why he's trending. He's trending because of a whole different movie. He declined NASA's invite to attend the launch of the Asteroid Redirect mission that is happening tonight. Oh. He was asked because of his connection and his role in the movie Armageddon. Which is basically what this whole mission is about. It's if there's ever an asteroid that's coming to Earth this is going to see if we can redirect it, blow it up, I don't know, do something to it so that, you know, life on Earth isn't disturbed.
It's amazing.
I know, it's crazy. The movie is coming to life.
The idea we can even think about doing that is pretty amazing. And the idea that Bruce Willis wouldn't just get on board. What's the matter with you, Bruce?
He must be scared.
I feel like we have to go back and watch that movie now.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
That wasn't great.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to be connected
maybe
to it.
Maybe he's like, you know what? I want everyone to forget that I did that movie.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Meanwhile, Die Hard 8 coming soon.
Right, for sure. And in at number one, the Jonas Brothers Family Roast dropped on Netflix last night, and it did not disappoint. There were jokes from Pete Davidson, John Legend, Kenan Thompson, but the brothers' better halves stole the show. They did not hold back. You have to go check it out. It's on Netflix, and it's perfect. It's almost going to give you that like inspiration before you see your own family.
Yep.
Because you can't really roast them all the time, but you want to. So there you have it. That's trending on Twitter.
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mix Mornings. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
We assume with Thanksgiving tomorrow, everybody's eating turkey. That's not true. That's not the
case.
No, it's not. Only 65%, which I think is kind of low. But 24% of people eat something else. And we found out that Falcon from Avengers, Anthony Mackie, he likes a raccoon-stuffed turkey that he buys in New Orleans.
Now, that is something that is completely out of left field. But it reminded me, actually, so one thing I watch every Thanksgiving is the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Yep. Yeah.
We caught it the other night. And that's what Snoopy serves the dinner, but he serves
popcorn and pretzel
sticks and jelly beans. And everyone gets upset. And then at the end, the whole joke is that he saved all the good stuff for just him and his stuff. But anyway, that would be something different.
It is something different. What is something you're serving that's different? Not traditional like turkey. 312-233-1019. We want to know.
And how about Mary? You're going to start us off on The Mix.
Hello.
Hi.
I am serving lobster tails, stuffed artichokes, and twice baked potatoes.
Ooh.
Did you say lobster tails?
Yeah. What time are we invited, Mary?
I love that seafood.
That sounds fantastic.
That is a fancy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. All right. How about Karen? Karen, you're up on The Mix.
Good morning. We are serving chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Are you guys Italian?
We are.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. That sounds amazing.
It actually does. Brandy, you're also going with something in the other category. You're on The Mix.
Hello. We're serving brisket matzo ball soup in a turkey-shaped challah.
What? Oh, turkey-shaped what?
Turkey-shaped challah.
What's challah?
Challah bread?
Oh, challah. Oh. Challah bread. Yes, yes.
Wow, okay. I can't even imagine how you make that.
Right.
That is awesome.
Brandy, would you like to email Nikki off the air and give her the entire recipe and the whole preparation process?
Yes, please.
All right, sounds great. Allie, what do you serve on Thanksgiving?
We do a big Italian Thanksgiving. My dad makes spaghetti and meatballs, and we also do lasagna, and we make raviolis.
Oh, man.
Just
carb.
Like the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What a carb festival. I can't wait to do that.
Sounds, I will say the lasagna thing, Viola and I both thought about it. I do remember when I was a kid, I was kind of resistant to like the turkey and things like that. My mom would always make lasagna, and I personally was happy.
I'm the Italian. I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that.
No.
Well, now you've heard of it today. But you know what? Maria, you are on The Mix. What is your other Thanksgiving food?
We are having a pig's head.
The whole pig's head?
Yeah.
Is that a delicacy?
Are you having the rest of the pig or like just the head?
Well, we're having like tamales and pozole, and we're also having a pig's head, and we kind of eat it like with tostadas.
Okay.
So
okay.
I like tostadas. Mexican,
yeah.
I like how you do throw the pig's head in there. Like, it sounds like all stuff. Which, oh, yeah, of course, tamales and a pig's head. Yeah,
you know.
There you go. That is the winner.
Yeah, Maria's our winner. Maria, congratulations. You have got yourself an Amazon Echo Dot 4th-gen smart speaker with Alexa. And when you get your smart speaker, be sure to ask Alexa to open 101.9 The Mix. Happy Thanksgiving, Maria.
Alexa, where can I buy a pig's head?
Exactly.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
A lot of people are traveling and going to their hometowns, and there is a new survey out that says that a lot of, not a lot, there's a percentage of people that are hooking up with someone from their hometown while visiting for Thanksgiving, and we want to know what percentage do you think that is? 312-233-1019.
Let's go to Erica with a guess on The Mix.
I guess 80%.
80%?
80.
That's very high, Erica. Have you done that before?
Nice try, and happy Thanksgiving. She hung up as soon as we said she was
okay,
wrong.
That's
she's
not
just
right.
Like,
that's
I'm,
not
I'm
right.
Out. Lucia, what is your response on the mix?
Is it 65?
65, ooh, closer, but no, still too high.
Sorry. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lucia.
Happy hookup.
How about Lori? What is your answer?
53%.
53? Yeah, that's yes. It. For a second, I wasn't sure. I was like, congratulations. Are you going
you.
Back to your hometown for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm not. I'm staying home with my husband. Okay. I would never let him go to his hometown.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. better hope he's in that 47%, Lori.
I would hope so. My God, it's so high.
The Dover Nuggets. There's only a few leftover nuggets that I want to chew.
Stories that we were too busy to get to today. I mean, crazy that we had so much going on, we couldn't get to these hilarious stories. But now is the time when we do that.
Yep.
Here on Mixed Mornings. So, I have a story out of Canada. According to CTV News, a Toronto woman named Ania Tanner purchased a toy from a major, major retailer. Turns out, though, the toy uses profanity and sings in Polish about doing drugs.
No!
It's a cactus. It sells on that major, or was selling on that major retailer's website for $26.
Oh, my
so
God.
So Ania Tanner is Polish, and she was stunned when the cactus started singing about cocaine use in Polish.
Wow.
People have apparently been complaining about the cactus for months, but this major retailer failed to act, according to this on CTV News, and now that major retailer has removed said toy from its
oh,
website.
Oh, man. Now, that's one instance where you almost wish you had a porch pirate, right?
Like, maybe. Please, take this
when
toy.
When it arrived, you're like, no, no, it's okay. Take that
it,
one.
Take it.
So, Florida man, though, shocking. But he's not so fond of porch pirates. And in case you don't know, porch pirates are thieves who steal packages off of other people's porches and just generally awful people.
Oh, yeah. Terrible,
just
terrible
say that.
People. Grinches, all of them.
All of them. And so he's not letting it happen this holiday season. Scott Ryan in Florida, he took some action. He built what he called an Amazon wall.
Okay.
So what it looks, it's hard to describe, but it's like an L kind of shaped. He just basically took some wood, made like a little L on the front
okay.
of his porch, put like a planter box on top.
Okay.
So it looks like this nice little, like what a lovely little entryway. Mm-hmm. And that is where you deliver all the packages so that when you're driving by the house,
you don't see
any of them
on
his front porch. Yeah.
Genius.
So he said it's a perfect hiding place for packages, especially important this time of year as deliveries ramp up. So
I love that.
It's a pretty neat idea. You can kind of do your own version of it, but.
Yeah. Moving on to my nugget, which is not as neat. There is a TikToker who explained, I was crawling into bed one day. I had an ibuprofen in one hand and my AirPod in the other. I threw it back. I took some water. The problem is I didn't realize it wasn't the ibuprofen that I threw back. I tried puking it up and it wouldn't come out. It did eventually come out in its normal course of events that
Thank
happens.
God.
Yep. And she says that she took an x-ray to confirm all of that. She has also shared that the swallowed AirPod was still connected to her iPhone and was making a call while she digested it.
Oh, my God.
It.
Put
Isn't
your
that
phone
crazy?
Down. Get off of TikTok. Realize to take realize the difference between swallowing an earpiece and a pill.
I know. It's so crazy.
That's crazy.
I hope she got video of the call coming out of her stomach because that would be something I would tune into TikTok for.
La, 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 la. It's Mixmaster V and her mixology. A cocktail cheer for thee. Please don't fall in the tree.
All right, let's go. I wasn't sure if you were already mixing. Are you ready to go?
No.
Mixmaster V has returned.
Exactly. That's what you can call me, Mixmaster V, and I have a lot of mixology for us today. The Thanksgiving holiday is all about coming together. It's gathering around the table with friends and family, but sometimes we need some drinks to, you know, help us get through that
sometimes.
Time.
Sometimes.
Right, all the time. So today we are going to be making and trying something called Harvest Punch. It's very festive aesthetically for this time of year. It's got beautiful autumn colors in it, but also the flavors is exactly what we're craving this time. So you're going to need a huge punch bowl.
Okay.
You're going to need some apple cider. You're also going to have some Prosecco, some cinnamon sticks, and some vodka.
Oh, hi, Tito.
Oh, hey.
Tito's here.
It's our friend Tito.
Hey, buddy.
So then you're going to also chop up some apples and oranges for decoration. This holiday obviously has a lot. This holiday, Thanksgiving, that being.
Yeah, that's
the one.
Has a
lot of history.
Oh, yeah.
And so does punch, actually. Spiked punch. So, Whip, you're going to help us out with some facts while I mix all of this up for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the Tito's, the Prosecco, the apple cider all in this big punch bowl. And we're going to drink it
this
all
is
up,
my
Nikki.
Favorite segment because I never know what you're going to make.
Right.
Nobody tells me. I'm not in charge of anything other than drinking.
Uh-huh.
And Whip's going to lay some punch facts on us right
that's
now.
That's right. And by the way, if you're on Facebook Live, where you should be watching
exactly.
all this happen right now, okay?
Yeah.
You can see how Violette is doing it, and you can do it yourself, not only based on the descriptions, but also the pictures and the accounts.
And exactly. Beautiful glassware, too.
Thank you.
All right. So the original drink in the Indian subcontinent was named punch. The word punch. May be a loan word from Hindi, meaning five, as the drink was frequently made with five ingredients.
Ooh.
Alcohol,
oh.
sugar, juice. Violette is spilling it on the radio equipment right now.
No,
and if
okay.
you do not see
Sorry,
it on Facebook
Kent.
Live, you
totally.
Really should be. Well, where was I? Alcohol, sugar, juice from either a lime or a lemon, water, and spices. Some believe the word originates from the English puncheon, which was a volumetric description for certain size barrels used to transport alcohol on ships. Now, the drink was introduced from the Indian subcontinent to England by employees of the East India Company in the late 17th century. From there, it was later introduced to European countries. When served communally, the drink is expected to be of a lower alcohol content than a typical cocktail.
Oof.
And by the way, in 1632, most punches were of the wassail type made with a wine or brandy base. But then Jamaican-produced rum came into use and the modern punch emerged.
So, Whip, can you tell me again, what was the name of the original punch?
Punch.
Punch. That's
yeah.
We're going to have some punch right now.
Okay.
I'm going to pour.
I just imagine Whip being a server and someone ordering that and getting that whole explanation and be like, okay, I'm ready for my meal now.
I knew
I'm good.
All that. I wasn't reading at all.
No.
Yep.
All right. So I'm mixing a couple up here. I didn't measure anything, but we will have the proper measurements for you on Facebook Live later.
By the way, I will say, do you know what it smells like? It smells very pungent in here right
Punchy.
Now. I would bet you that those words are related
oh
in some
gosh.
Way, too. Maybe we could do the history of that next time.
And pungency. Just to be clear, the Prosecco spilled mostly on me, not on the equipment.
Right.
And why this cocktail, before I've even tasted it, just it's a beautiful looking drink.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, everything is cinnamony and eggnoggy. This is like the cider. Oh, I know you're going to You're good. You're good.
No, I forgot. We have to add cinnamon sticks.
I knew
what
happened?
Oh, my God. There's cinnamon sticks in this.
It's
oh.
a perfect fall
Cancel it.
Drink.
We're going to redo it.
Okay.
Cancel right. it. We'll
Here
do
we
it
go.
Over.
Well, I'm not waiting. I'm taking
okay,
a sip.
Let's, okay, let's sip it. Cheers.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Cheers.
Everybody.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that's delicious. Dangerously delicious.
This is very, very dangerous.
It's all the flavors you want for this time of year. The apple.
Yeah.
The cinnamon I forgot to put in there.
Yep. You have too many glasses of this. You are at the kids' table.
You want some more
entertaining
Prosecco?
All the kids. This is amazing. So
this
definitely.
Is delicious. Okay, so Harvest Punch. It's a hit, right?
It is a huge hit.
And you need it when you're with your friends and family to this year, probably.
So you're going to post the recipe, right?
Yeah. So you can go to Facebook Live, 101.9 Mix Chicago to see all of this amazingness video wise, but then also later today we're going to post the full ingredients, all of the measurements, so you can make this with your friends and family either tomorrow or any time of the year.
Perfect. If you need to repeat the history of the word punch, you can Google that up at wikipedia.com/punch.
Thanks, Whip.
I'm out. I'm just enjoying this. Thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.